when I did it, it came across and showed the common elements.
I mean, the brief tax description is Unit 8, Building 2.
And I think that would go if I was going to rent it as not the rental. My night rails would have to have access to park there. The boats, when they bring them, they'd have to have access to park their boat.
And there's a pool.
And pool.
I don't really understand.
If you declare the condominium, and that's what's inside those walls, if you declare that to rezone it to the, you know, for nightly rental, and that gives them, if I'm going to have rezoning, they've got to have a place to park. Mm-hmm. So that's giving them the common, on that, the common element, all the area to use, and it was mentioned a pool. Mm-hmm. That's giving that all part of the nightly rental, authorizing them to park their boat, the trailer, whatever. So it would have to be all of that area.
But we didn't add the common elements to the application, if that's what you're asking. The applications have the unit. Now, the legal description talks about the percentage of the common element.
If it were, if the legal description of the entire, those are done by individual parcel numbers, but if the land was given all the legal description of the whole area of the Briarwood, then that would include it all, the common elements and all the building thereon, if the county commission did a resolution for that, would it not? Like in all other areas.
Well, if the planning commission decided the HOA property, because this shows owned by Briarwood Lake Condominium Property Owners Association, which is all your common area. If they sent you a resolution feeling like it needed to be rezoned also, then you would look at it.
I don't guess I understand what do you...
If, to me, if you rezone the six units, you're rezoning the six units and what they are given with their unit for the usage, you're rezoning that area for an NR3, not a rental. If the P&Z board wished to make a resolution or by the legal description of all of the area, which would include all of the building and everything, all the areas. So if you clicked on the zoning, if you looked on the zoning map, that would be zoning RN, then it would include all of that area within that. And those that are living there residential, they would be part of that area. It wouldn't be this one and this one. This one is, this one isn't. It would include everything in the area. Like, isn't that all of Tanacan that we have, that you have zoned, or we have, you click on it and it's the entire area within the section? We don't have a center section in any of ours that is not, if we've got an R1, we don't take the center of it and make it an NR.
Well, a few things. I mean, you got lots of things going on there in your conversation. We use the assessor's beacon. The assessor's beacon is grouped together for tax purposes. So, for instance, if I click on this parcel over here, it might be 10 lots. Whereas now it's a specific parcel. It's number that ends in 85. So if Barnabas wanted to bring one of their 10 lots through, which is a legal description of a parcel, combined in with the assessor, they could bring lot one through to be C2, which at such time the assessors would break out, I would assume, because it's going to be a different zoning. We can't have just part of this if it's one 10-acre, a different zoning designation within that 10 acres. So these are specific parcels. This one ends in 8-9. This has specific legal descriptions as units. So my understanding of our zoning is specific owners that own these units could request. Now, yes, it makes sense that the common area and HOA, whether they applied or the Planning Commission made their own resolution, that they felt like this should be rezoned. So it combined it all together.
Essentially, that'd just be cleaning it up.
Correct.
After the fact.
Correct.
Based on the decision of whatever we do. Mm-hmm.
But this is common area is going to have a different legal description than the units.
And it's
just listed as the common elements per that condominium plat that was recorded.
And the assessed valuation is put on with the, or is there no assessed valuation of the common area at all?
Well, let's see. No, it must be added to the condominium units per their percentage.
Yeah, right. They keep it titled that way.
Okay.
It would not be.
Right. What are you guys thinking?
I'm thinking it'd certainly be cleaner if it was all one.
Well, I understand that, but that's not what's before us.
Mm-hmm.
Scott, can you turn on the zoning layer and zoom out? So everything around it, C1 or C2?
Except for a little bit of R1 here. Yes. And then these are R1. The majority is
the R1 that's around the C2. Is that Janet Daly's old house?
Yes.
Wasn't that originally bought from her as some sort of something commercial or no?
Not that I'm aware of. It was their residence, Bill and Janet Daly.
After them.
Okay. I didn't know about the after.
I was thinking it was an office for a church or something.
And I think you established on what's presented to us that there's plenty of parking for that. Is that correct?
Correct. For the existing units. There's parking for the existing units, correct.
Before any new ones were built, would they have to go?
New units would have to show the availability of parking when they would get a construction permit. That was discussed with the developer.
Is the sprinkler systems in there? And all the units?
Yes.
Yes. I will say from a title standpoint, it would probably be much easier for them to have the common elements in that zoning as well. Otherwise, like you said, it could be...
I don't think it affects that either. That'd be a question for an attorney.
I'm sorry.
So that'd be a question for an attorney. But again, we can't do it. We have to be. Say it again, Scott.
Resolution from the planning.
From
commission.
From the planning commission, or I guess you would have to do it as a representative of Briarwood for the company.
I see.
All of the order numbers are different, but are they all essentially the same thing? Just
they're all 12, 20, 20, 21. You have numbers 001 or 01, 03, 04, 05, 06, and 07.
01 already.
Well,
could be 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Is that correct? According to our agenda. Other than that, the information is the same on every single one, except for the name. Or
yeah. Yes.
You have the agenda, Scott. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
it's. He gave me his agenda because I didn't have one.
Order number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. With the beginning part of it all as 12, 20, 20, 21.
Do you have any other thoughts, Mike or Sheila?
Scott, did you, if you can tell me, if you and the Planning Commission discussed after they found out they could do the resolution, if they'd be interested in doing the resolution to...
Well, I had one Planning Commission member mention after the meeting that he almost made a motion for that resolution to do the rest of the condominium units in the common area. He just wanted to get more information on it before he made that motion, but he indicated he almost made a motion.
If I wanted to see, wait and see what we did.
It was an after fact, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Was it?
I had asked if that was something that the commission could do, and I was told you can do certain things, but it's cleaner to come from the planning
and committee. It says that the planning commission can send a resolution to the county commission. Mm-hmm. Or an owner or a lessee can apply.
Well, knowing regardless of what we do, we're not going to make somebody happy. I understand that. Again, do you guys have any other comments, questions, thoughts?
I don't.
I know what my preference is, but... that's not what it's before us right now. And I do what we do for one. We'll,
do you want a motion done including all the order numbers, Mike and Sheila, or do you want to do them individually? I'm assuming we can do them all at once. It'd be a lot easier.
I think we can list them. All the numbers and do it as one vote.
We can. I have to know what you guys.
Yeah, I'd rather do them all at once.
Yeah.
Move to approve order number 12-20-2021-02, 03, 04, 05, 06, and 07.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.